This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 38 for Wednesday, August 28th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market took a step back on Wednesday following the release of new data from Statistics Canada. StatCan estimated in its latest principal field crop report released this morning that canola production for 2024-25 was at 19.502 million tons, 310,000 more than the 2023-24 figure. Chicago soy oil was up, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were down. Crude oil was also slightly lower. The Canadian dollar was down more than 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The November canola contract was down $3.20 per ton at $595.80. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were down, while wheat was up. Canada produced an estimated 15.229 million tons of corn in 2024-25, according to StatCan, slightly lower than the 15.421 million grown last year. Parts of Missouri, Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, all prime corn-growing states in the U.S., all received rain yesterday. South Korea purchased 136,000 tons of corn via tenders on Tuesday. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported ethanol production at 1.071 million barrels per day during the week ended August 23rd, down 27,000 from the previous week. Ethanol stocks were down 2,000 barrels at 23.572 million, while ethanol exports averaged 145,000 barrels per day, up 63,000 from the week prior. The December corn contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $3.91. Canada's 2024-25 soybean crop was estimated by StatCan to be 7.15 million tons, 169,000 more than the previous year. In order to protect farmers from lower oilseed prices, India is considering an increase in import taxes on vegetable oils, which could reduce demand and overseas purchases for soy oil, palm oil, and sunflower oil. 264,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were sold in a private sale to China this morning, according to the USDA. U.S. imports of used cooking oil from China are expected to hit record amounts in the next few months, despite regulatory uncertainties, according to industry participants. The November soybean contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.77. StatCan projected Canada's entire 2024-25 wheat crop to total 34.373 million tons, more than the 32.946 million grown in 2023-24, but slightly lower than trade expectations. Durum production is slated to be 6.022 million tons compared to 4.088 million last year. HB4 wheat, a drought-tolerant, genetically modified variety developed in Argentina, was given approval by the USDA to be safely grown and bred in the U.S. on Tuesday. However, field trials are still pending. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.42. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.56. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.83. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 28th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.